The In Radio Podcast with Dom Chambers.
In Radio.
Hello and welcome to the In Radio Podcast. I'm Dom Chambers and this is a special edition of the programme to mark World Radio Day, this year under the theme of celebrating diversity in radio. Now, previously, the In Radio Podcast, when it marks World Radio Day, I've been out and about across the UK and chatting with broadcasters up and down the land in a mission to find out how they're delivering local radio with some kind of social purpose. But this year, by way of a contrast, I haven't gone very far at all. In fact, I haven't gone anywhere because I make the In Radio Podcast in the studios of Summer Valley FM, which is a local radio station I run in northeast Somerset. Located in the splendidly named Midsummer Norton, it lies between the ancient cities of Bath and Wells. And diversity in radio is something that we think about a great deal. And I guess for us, this would be about empowering voices less heard, empowering people with the skills to make radio and have a voice in the region. It's not just the voice of individuals, it's the voices that come out of the business community, the charitable sector or the third sector, if you like, education, local government, and all the components that make up the fabric of community life. Summer Valley FM is local radio that operates under the community licence, and that means, along with many other similar broadcasters here in the UK, we are volunteer orientated. And what I love about volunteer orientated radio, and I think I've worked in every radio sector that there is going, which I can now include prison because I do workshops in prison radio, but radio and audio that's made by volunteers cuts out any thoughts that you're doing this for a living, because patently you're not. You're there for the love of the medium, the love of learning how to communicate with an audience. And what I love about running this radio station is that some of those agendas that are making the global scene or the national scene, and I'm thinking about some of those big social issues around isolation, around lack of opportunities, lack of skills, female empowerment, LGBTQ, and breeding greater understanding across different sectors of the community. These are all issues, as well as a stack load I haven't mentioned, that we, in our own way, make some kind of credible contribution to resolving challenges and advancing positive agendas. And that takes us, I suppose, back to what UNESCO is and what it's trying to do with World Radio Day. It is highlighting and celebrating and noting that there's more about radio than listening to your favourite tracks. Although that, of course, is a pretty legitimate reason to listen to the radio. But radio that in some way helps improve society, improve conditions and individual opportunities, is all a big driver as to why UNESCO would want to celebrate World Radio Day. So when I looked at the theme of World Radio Day this year, 2020, I thought, you know what, I don't need to go anywhere, because there's one person and one show here on Summer Valley FM that I think sums up and touches on a lot of the themes that UNESCO are entwining in the idea of diversity in radio. So this podcast is one conversation. It is a conversation I was particularly keen to have on World Radio Day. It is with Yvonne B from Summer Valley FM's Women's Power Hour.
In Radio Conversations with Dom Chambers.
Radio Today.
This is a special In Radio conversation to mark UNESCO's World Radio Day 2020. UNESCO are calling on radio stations to uphold diversity on the airwaves. They've said rather more than that, welcoming my guest here, Yvonne, but that's basically the size of it, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's a great opportunity, I think, for radio stations to show what they're doing, to engage more and more of their community.
Well, they get a bit academic, but the spirit of UNESCO is absolutely spot on. I really wanted to have this conversation with you. You are Yvonne here on Summer Valley FM, whose studio we are recording in at the moment. You do Women's Power Hour. You're well known across the community for all sorts of things. Before we get to the kind of landscape of your life, which actually is quite literal in your case, because you're frequently to be seen leading people on fitness drives with their Nordic walking poles and all sorts of apparel, yomping, as I might say, over the horizon. But before we get to all that and how you inspire people to bring about positive change, I wondered what attracted you to coming and bringing your work into radio?
It's an interesting one because I grew up with radio in my home. It was very natural and normal for us to listen to the radio a lot. My brother was a DJ, was on the airwaves. And then I had quite a big gap of not really tuning into it at all. One of the things that I found interesting moving to the area, coming over to Radstock and Midsummer Norton, is that the radio content was great. I mean, they just had lots of different things for different people, whether it was country music, whether it was sports, you know, that whole range of things. And as a woman who is, I want to say, absolutely aligned and geared towards supporting women, whether they're in business or not, but who wants to look after their health and mental, physical and emotional well-being, it seemed like an excellent platform for me to use to engage with the community in that way.
I get that radio's been part of your life because, you know, you and I are of a similar generation that grew up in a pre-internet era. And I don't know about when your household got a TV. I actually remember when my parents bought a TV and that meant that we didn't have to go around to the neighbours anymore. But radio was king because, you know, when mum and dad sent you to bed and you felt it was a bit early and you'd rather stayed up and watched the Sweeney.
Indeed.
You had your transistor probably hidden under the pillow and tuning into Radio Luxembourg. For me, that was about taking myself from my bedroom over the horizon, seeing what was happening out there in a wider world that was beyond the immediate parameters of where I existed at that time. Was it like that for you?
Yes, I think it's the radio gives you this great opportunity to, and I was going to say use the word see, but hear what's going on in the world, you know, at large. So it may be on your doorstep, it may be further afield, but it's a wonderful way to engage. And actually, radio has always been really good with storytelling. If you think over all that time, people will come and be talking about an area or thing that they did, and it's the storytelling that I find really engaging, and that's what I love about radio.
So being attracted to radio, you know, as a long-standing listener, it's not necessarily very easy to go and get a bunch of new skills to actually make radio. I mean, we do live in liberated times. 20 years ago, or 25 years ago, even 30 years ago, I'm worried to say, when I was first getting into radio, it was really about getting maybe a broadcast journalism qualification. It was about being lucky. It was about putting your time in, maybe in hospital radio. In our current times, it is a more inclusive landscape and people can get involved. So why did you want to actually participate? You could have come in here, I mean, at Summer Valley FM, like so many other broadcasters up and down the country, community and otherwise. You know, the doors are open. You can go in, you can get your point on air. You could tell them about what you're doing to inspire women and others to improve their lives. But why did you want to get those skills yourself? Because we're all busy people and learning a bunch of new skills is not necessarily very convenient.
For me, learning new skills is part of why I'm here. You know, every new skill that I get and I get to implement is about my growth potential, but also then how I can help others. I mean, this has been awesome. I mean, it does take time coming in and learning how to put a program together, edit and all that. It is incredibly time consuming. However, I've just seen it as an absolute bonus to all the other things that I do. It's added so much value and richness. And being in this position where I can invite people in who maybe I've, in some cases, have longed to have conversations with, and now I've got this place where I can bring them into, ask them the questions that I've wanted to, and create something that then is not just for my benefit, but it's for many, many other people's benefits. It's a wonderful investment in time.
I love that idea, that if you like conversations, that you like engaging with people, and you clearly do, and frankly, so do I, radio gives you a hook. It's almost an excuse, isn't it?
Yes.
And you say, come in, have a chat on my radio show. But this seems a good point then to find out about your wider work. Who is Yvonne B?
Other than crazy, she is
crazy in a good way.
Crazy in a good way. So for me, I'm really all about health. I mean, if I had to sum it up in one word, I would say health. And for me, health encompasses our physical well-being, our mental well-being, our emotional well-being. And it's about helping people. What I do basically is help people to access the tools that ensure that they have good health in those different areas, either through my provision or through the provision of somebody that I know. So I use my life coaching skills to help people, certainly with their mental well-being, and their emotional well-being. And then I use other things like my personal training and my Nordic walking to get people physically engaged with their health as well. Because health is not one thing, it's this combination of things. And the better we get them all put together, the healthier we are, the better the quality of life we have. And I have absolutely seen, experienced for myself, but also seen with my clients, just the leaps that they make in terms of their lifestyles and how good they feel. You know what? However long we're here for, life should feel good.
And so here you are doing radio and sort of fulfilling that ethic. Tell us about Women's Power Hour.
Yes, indeed. Women's Power Hour, again, was very much about how can I use the radio in the best possible way to get my message across and it be engaging. So it was never, I never wanted to create something that was about me. You know, I'm a coach and this is what I do. It was about how can I show people or get people to listen in and really learn some valuable skills and techniques to help them change the direction and the quality of their life. So Women's Power Hour is really all about having experts in different fields. It could be mental health, it could be specific therapies, just lots of, could be business even as well, that come in and really unpick some of the questions people have about these different things and give them tips, guidelines, sometimes some very practical giveaways to help them make those changes. Because I think when people have that support, they're far more likely to go and do something. And so that's really what I wanted. I wanted an hour where women could tune in, and men, I do have some male listeners too, and they could grab some of that information and then go and implement it and start the process of changing the directions of their life.
We could all go on the radio and just waggle our finger and point and preach and say, listen, you must stop smoking. It's not good for your health. You need to lose weight because you're categorized as obese and all these things. And someone could, if they were listening, say, actually, I don't really want to listen to that. Or they'll go, yeah, tell me something I don't know. But I think what you're doing and what so many radio stations and so many radio programs are managing to achieve is to go that extra distance where you're resonating with the listener, because that's how you engage them. You've mentioned stories, but if a listener is listening to something on the radio and they're feeling it inwardly, they're more likely to benefit from that. And I wonder what kind of techniques you've built up over the couple of years that you've been here. When you're sort of touching the listener and their hearts and their souls and their minds in a special way, you know, what techniques have you built up to achieve that?
Well, one of the things that I ensure I do with all of the programs is whoever my guest is, I get them to share their story, because as I said earlier, storytelling is so powerful. And the vast majority of my guests have experienced some kind of difficulty, challenge, trauma, whatever it is, and have come through the other side to either bring them to the work that they're doing or who use that work to help them make the changes. So these are not just people coming on and saying, you need to go and do this, you need to go that. They very much are open to sharing their own journey and what that's meant for them and how it's transformed their lives. And then really giving those tips and those benefits to others of how they can implement it themselves. And that for me is so important. Nobody wants to be told, go and do this, go and do that. Who wants that? I don't want that. But I do think when we are open enough to share our own personal stuff, that's the stuff that really touches people. And then that's what makes people think, oh, do you know what? That sounds like me, or I've been in that place, or I feel like that. What can I do?
When you're having conversations, have you ever sort of hit that point where you and your guest have hit an unexpected plane of connection? Because I often feel that if you can achieve that, it's difficult to contrive it. It's sometimes, you know, it just happens naturally. But that is the moment the listener is pulling over in their car to avoid arriving at the end of their journey, or just turning it up, or shutting up the kids in the back seat, just to hear that real delicate moment. Does that happen in your conversations?
I think it does quite often, and I'm quite open to tackling, you know, any issue, any challenge. So I don't want to swerve around the things that are difficult to talk about or that we're not, you know, that people feel uncomfortable about. For example, recently I had somebody talking about menopause. Now, women have been having the menopause since the time began. You know, this is nothing new. However, it's been very much a backroom conversation. You know, people don't want to talk about it. It's a little bit uncomfortable, and, you know, what will men think and all this kind of nonsense. So we just like embrace that. And as I said, recently we've had this topic on the show. And I know as we were talking through what it is to have the menopause and all the different emotions that women experience when they're in it, you know, we definitely hit on a point because I've been through it and so has the lady who came in, Sarah. And it was about saying, well, actually, we've probably been relatively fortunate to the degree which we were incapacitated by it. Whereas there are lots of women out there having a much harder time. And then just really being open about, well, what was it for me? What was it for you? Oh, my goodness. But what about those who are in that 20% that are having a really, really bad time? I like to feel that the conversations that we have are very flowing. It's not overplanned. It's not pre-planned. I don't write down all the questions I need to ask beforehand. We just let it unfold and then just pick up on things as they kind of hit home, like, oh my gosh, that's something the listeners would want to know about.
We've established in this conversation that great radio is about great stories. I wonder, in all the conversations you've had on Women's Power Hour, is there one story that just bubbles to the surface for you?
Oh, that's a difficult one. I would probably say the topic of mental health, because it's huge. It's such a huge topic. And actually, my guest at the time was Bill Huxley, and he's a psychotherapist and counsellor. And he was saying that mental health is such a broad umbrella term. And actually, it's more to do with emotional stress or distress. And I found that to be such a good term, because it is the emotions of everything that's going on that kind of distort the image of what we're seeing and what we're feeling. And I found it quite eye-opening when he was sharing, using that term, and then just sharing his own story, what he had actually gone through, some of his clients had gone through, and how we can best address it and how we can ensure that our own health is being looked after, but that we're also ensuring that the people around us are being held and valued, and that they know that they have a support system in place. And this I can speak of on a personal level, in that I know people within my close circle who are going through some incredibly challenging times. And so for me, it was useful. It was useful information that I know I could take away and I could use and help.
And I think that's one of the points, isn't it? That you don't have to have a certifiable condition in order to enhance your own mental well-being. That seems to be a very strong ethos of what you're doing on the radio.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, again, when I talk about these different elements of health, be it physical, mental, emotional, they all tie in and they all impact each other. You know, if we look after our physical well-being, that impacts our mental and our emotional well-being. Look after our emotional about, you know, there's not one without the other. So it's just, for me, getting people to understand that when we give time, and it is important that we use self-care as the driving force, that we give time to each of these areas of our life, it allows us to become stronger, more resilient, more able. And that in turn means we can help more people.
One of the things that we do at Summer Valley FM in Bucket Loads, but this is absolutely not unique to this radio station. I've travelled to over 70 community broadcasters in the UK, and I've worked for BBC and commercial networks, and, you know, so I vaguely know. I'm beginning to know what I'm talking about on this. But one of the most beautiful things about perhaps particularly community radio, or those operating under the community licence, is that it's not just about content. Generating great content should be the ambition of any radio station, whether it's a national, international, or a very local broadcaster. But the participation in making radio has all sorts of therapeutic values. And, you know, yesterday, we're talking about mental health a minute ago, and yesterday I had two, I think, year 10 school students in. They've been coming in for a long time. I was rather busy, so I said, look, go into a studio and just, you know, me would say, well, stun me, you know. Let's roll back the frontiers of great broadcasting together. And these two little teenagers wandered off looking a bit baffled, but sort of vaguely they're used to me, I think. And I went in about an hour later to find out what they were doing. And they were having a really, really interesting discussion about mental health and how that affects their own age group, which is around about 15. And yes. I think because society is more conscious of it, then we can see, well, how does this affect us? And, you know, how does a 15-year-old, for instance, cope with loss of life within a family context or a pet that's disappeared? You know, all these things that can really trouble us and impact us. You've always struck me as being a very solid and uplifting and fulfilled person. But I wondered how your own participation here has impacted on you.
Oh my goodness, greatly. I find my work that I do now to be incredibly healing. You know, when I was 38, which was sufficient years ago, I was not in a good place. I was, in a bad relationship or coming out of a relationship. I was, head to head with my son. I mean, I had lots of battles going on. So all of the things that I've learned through coaching and being outdoors in nature and having this radio show, as much as I've said they've been for helping others, they've also been about helping me and healing me and making me that more rounded, sturdy, strong person that I have become. So for me, the radio has been invaluable. I mean, there's not a price I can put on it. It is a pleasure and a joy to have the show, but it's also hugely beneficial.
What about that key message from UNESCO, upholding diversity on the airwaves? What's your feeling about that?
When I think about that statement, what comes to mind is that radio should be a reflection of whatever community it's in, male, female, black, white, and everything in between, different ages. I mean, this is what community radio should really be representing, all of those different areas that we get to show up. You know, I'm female, I'm black, I'm 54. To actually then be able to say, yeah, I can come into a radio studio, produce a show, and engage with the wider community is really important. And it's about saying, and so can you. You can too. This is an open opportunity to come and share whatever knowledge, expertise that you have.
I think you're so right. It's about empowering voices less heard more often than not, but also engaging those audiences and resonating with the listeners. And that special relationship that I learnt about presenting particularly late night radio in London many years ago, when it's just there's no producers in. The boss has gone to bed, you know, you can kind of get away with things a little bit. But it's just you and a listener. Why someone is up late. And that's a very subtle and delicate relationship, which has a lot of responsibility as well. I mean, how do you feel about the responsibility of radio?
Well, there's a lot of responsibility in terms of the messages that it puts out, the impact that it has on people. We aspire to professionalism always, and we do have to live under Ofcom like any other station, and I think that's really important. So we have some very set guidelines that we abide by and that we work by.
Yvonne, this conversation's come about because you and I were yomping over the horizon. I must look up the word yomping and checking I'm using it in the right context. I don't think we should say we were romping over the horizon because that would give rise to a misconstruction. But we were out walking. We love radio. We love talking and engaging with each other. And I just knew you were the right person to have this conversation on World Radio Day. Yvonne, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you. In radio.